Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wade Butler, chaplain for the Republic of the United States of America. I want to welcome you. We are entering into a new month starting Wednesday. It's actually Tuesday night going into Wednesday, the month of Tibet, 5784. You know, it's really quite an interesting month because everybody celebrates Christmas. And as Christians, we were taught that Christ was born on Christmas Day. Well, but Christmas Day is actually the 29th of September 3 BC, the first day of Tabernacles. He was conceived on or about December 25th. December 25th is the birthday of the sun god Ra and time of the winter solstice. So that's where they came up with and merged them as the previous church always did things of that nature. So we celebrate, but I'm one of those people, I could celebrate Christmas year round. I could leave everything up. My neighbors and my wife wouldn't like it, but I enjoy that. And years, for years and years, I didn't until I had kids and grandkids. And then I say, man, this is fine. We're going to just rejoice in this. We're going to worship him. And then when I got in the church, the opportunity to sing, because I love singing carols and in the choir and stuff. So we're going to celebrate him, but we're going to celebrate him for a lot of different reasons. It's the month of Hanukkah. Now, we're already in the middle of Hanukkah. Actually, Hanukkah ends Wednesday evening, going into Thursday. But I want to tell you about some of the blessings that's talked about. Chuck Pierce gave a powerful word on last Wednesday. He said, you know, it's the sound that draws the Spirit of God is the voice of praise. And the atmosphere is aligned with heaven. When we go into a time of praise and worship to him, when the enemy is trying to hide everything that we're supposed to get as blessings, which we look at gifts, and God's given all kinds of gifts for this season and time that we're in. But the Lord says, I'm decreeing this week is the time to pull the veil off the blessings that the enemy's been hiding. So if you've not prayed for the enemy to take the veil, you take it, you go take it off of the blessings that God has for you that the enemy's been trying to hide, it's time to do it. It's time for you to come out of turmoil. It's time for you to come out of frustration, anxiety, fear, rebellion, anything that's holding you back. He's saying it's time to get set free. Now, during this month, when you get an opportunity, I want you to look at the calendar, read that first section. Read those first 20 days, 28 days, about the month, about the season that we're in, and the Hebrew perspective. The menorah and the time of celebrating, the 12 days of Christmas for the those that celebrate that way, and Hanukkah is those gifts are given out. There's a gift given every night. So the month of Tevet is very important in Hebrew calendar. And it's a time and season where so many things took place. And you'll get an opportunity to read about it. The most important thing is that Hanukkah represented the time of a festival of lights. Nebuchadnezzar had taken over Israel and the people were in captivity. And they didn't have oil for the temple any longer, for the lanterns. And they prayed that God, they only had enough oil for one night in the candles. And it was actually oil candles, what they did, oil lamps. And that menorah. And they prayed, and God did a miracle that he extended it for the entire day, 8 days. Yeshua declared multiple times during this 8-day festival that he was the light of the world and that he'd come to bring the people out of darkness into the light. So it's the time of Esther, it's the time of the temples, it's a time of tremendous warfare. And it's the time of the tribe of Dan. It's a month of holy anger and righteous indignation against the enemy. But he's also saying, don't sin anymore. Purify yourself. Get right before the Lord because he was conceived. It's a time when we have an opportunity to go before him and decree and declare that which we need or we believe we need and that which he's saying that we're supposed to be doing. So it's a time of great blessing. So press in, let the Spirit of God show you that which he's saying and read the Hebrew perspective of those first 8 days, Hanukkah, and the Festival of Lights, going into what we call Christmas. You know, once again, the Lord said, I brought heaven and earth together, and I brought divine gifts to give my sons and daughters right now. It's the time when he's saying heaven and earth have collided. He told us this 2 years ago. I published it 2 years ago. I brought it back and republished it on this one. And it talks about an ascension at the time when God was saying, I'm bringing a time of calling you up, because it's no longer calling you up, it's a step across. Lana Bosler had an incredible article today. She said, I heard the Lord say, ascend into your authority. Come in here and get your authority. Ascend to the place that I've seated you in heavenly places. Pick up your sword. Pick it up, because now is the time to fight the last of what the enemy has been trying to hide and steal from you. It's time to slay the enemy. Come out with fearness, that you're not afraid whatsoever, because he wants you to overcome the weariness, the frustration, anxiety, the stress of the holidays and the time and season we're in. And he wants you to come and lift up a voice unto him in praise and thanksgiving. So this is a time of year when so many people get into all the carols and praising and stuff. And it's wonderful. Churches are all lit up and there's a time of a celebration and coming together. We should be doing that all the time. That's something that he really wants us to be able to partake in. And high praise is the most important thing we can do right now to overcome the year-end frustrations, anxieties, and press into the new season on our calendar. It's already a new season here because we entered into it back a month ago. And God is saying, now's the time. This is the season. And I want you to press into who I am and what I'm doing. Now, good friends, Rachel Ben-Joseph, which is Rami Kosh, and Raven Ben-Joseph, which is Bob Kosh, and they are Messianic Hebrew rabbis. They live in Panama. They love the Lord. They're from Israel. They came over, and they went back to Israel, and now they're in Panama. They were banned from the United States by the Clintons. And they're looking to make the change back and shift back in so they can come in and be a part of that which God's doing in this nation once again. So she is an excellent writer. You already know his works. You need to read what she's doing. She does a great job. Now, talking about times and seasons that we're in. The Lord is saying specifically that we're going to enter into a season of reaping that which we did not sow. Of houses, of lands, of properties, of businesses, of opportunities that we did not sow the seed for. Somebody else sowed the seed for them, prepared the way, but we're going to reap the harvest. He's saying it's time. It's time for my great favor to come upon you and to allow you to come to the place of understanding and revelation of who he is. So he wants us to come up. He wants us to come in. He wants to ascend. Us to ascend unto him, and he's asking everybody. So as we press in, you're going to get blessed tonight. We're going to learn how to overcome so much of the enemy's attack and overcome the darkness. Matt is going to bring a powerful word, and it's going to bless you. And then John has got, he's going to follow up after that. We're going to have time for prayer, and we're going to do a little pressing in tonight. So I think you will truly be blessed as always. Matt, come talk to us about what the Lord has said.
You know, it's so evident right now, the Lord's moving so powerfully. As we look at all the events around the world, there's just a great shaking going on. There's a realignment of all the world systems, the world powers. And he's got us right in the middle of all of it. And so tonight I want to talk about kind of just our role. It's something I put on the calendar. It's called Overcoming the Darkness. And I have a little menorah right here on the desk because it is night 5 of Hanukkah. And I wanted to just go back to a previous time when things were dark in Jerusalem. and they were under Roman occupation. That's when Jesus was walking in his earthly ministry. And in John 10, it talks about that when it was the Feast of Dedication in Jerusalem, known as the Festival of Lights or Hanukkah. It was winter, and he was walking in the Temple of Solomon's Colonnade. The Jews, therefore, gathered around him, and they wanted to know, how long will you keep us in suspense? They wanted him to tell and say that he was the Christ. But he just simply answered them, I told you already, but you didn't believe it. You didn't believe the works that I did in the Father's name, and they bear witness of me. You didn't believe me because you are not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father has given them to me as greater than all, and no one's able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. Verse 30 says, I and the Father are one. You know, that's our promise. That is the ultimate testimony right there, that we have the victory. And as the darkness, everything seems to keep swirling around us and coming into this year, our job is simply to press in closer to him, to that light. And I wanted to share something that was posted by Adam Walker. It says, why does it matter that God dwells in thick darkness? First, it matters because it shows the nature of God. From this, we learn that his desire to be near his people so much that he's willing to mask the fullness of his glory with thick darkness in order to interact directly with his people. You know, it occurred to him that it seemed like a great length to go when God could simply send an angel or a messenger. But he loves mankind so much that he personally did that. And later, of course, Yeshua was born. It also matters because often we walk in darkness. I mean, all of us battle that. Sometimes we battle uncertainty, doubt, even depression, fear, sadness, all those moments come at us. And sometimes it seems God's far away, or we can't quite feel him close enough, but he's always there. In fact, I like what Ian Clayton says, God is always as close as the air you breathe. An example of this was written by C.S. Lewis, and the horse and his boy. It starts out by saying, after being very tired and having nothing inside, Shasta, who's the main character, felt sorry for himself, that the tears rolled down his cheek. What put a stop to all this was a sudden fright. Shasta discovered that someone or somebody was walking beside him, but it was pitch dark, and he could see nothing. This thing or person was going so quietly that he could hardly hear any footsteps. The thing, unless it was a person, went on beside him so quietly that Shasta began to hope that he was only imagining it. So he went on walking at a steady pace with this unseen companion. Walked and breathed beside him. At last, he could bear it no more. Who are you? He asked, barely above a whisper. One who has waited long for you to speak, said the thing. The voice was not loud, but very large and deep. The boy was lost in this story, this whole situation. His mysterious companion was none other than Aslan, the high king above all kings. Aslan was with the boy in his darkest time, simply wanting for the boy to speak so Aslan could comfort him. You know, that's our experience, and that's the world's experience. although many don't know that they need a Savior or they need to hear God's voice. But when we're in the thick of that darkness, it's the quiet place where we need to pay attention. You know, I believe more often than all, than normal, we need to seek Him, because the things that are coming in the days ahead will test all of us. People need to realize that He walks with us. He's always there. He's never not present. He walks through us through the deepest darkness, waiting for that moment when we will stop, listen, reach out, ask for His help. One of the sad things about mankind is, I think sometimes they just don't want to stop. They don't want to let go. And they don't want to submit. But God is bigger than that. He intervenes all the time. He peers onto the scene of human suffering with a caring heart of the Father and a gentle touch. He can easily be found by those in the thickness of darkness. We just have to remember to look. As He came on the scene as that baby in Bethlehem, it was on a dark night. And it was found by those shepherds in the field, those humble enough to seek Him. You know, when I look at our role, we're all being called and commissioned to walk beside the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Our job is just to humbly seek Him in the quiet depths so He can guide us through that darkness. And I wanted to share something else which I read last week, because it really speaks to this deep calling that we have, by Rabbi Feldman. He says this process of creation right now is being called from the depths. The closest we can imagine the source of all creation is that deep point, that deepest spring, where we meet the Lord. It's possible for us to follow that infinite point back to the source. The deeper we get into the depths of it, and even inside of our deep depths, the closer the Lord will be able to realign us. You know, this whole season of Hanukkah is really about one thing, a rededication of the temple. You know, that's what we celebrate. That's why Jesus walked in Solomon's colonnade, because He said, "I am the light of the world." It wasn't about the religious systems or the celebration of any of that. It's about us coming back to that light. And the inner temple within us, any darkness in there needs to be dealt with. It's that light that does it. When Jesus was born, he entered into the straight heart of darkness. It's what He's doing today in all of us, preparing each one of us to be that light. He's raising us up as an army to carry forth His brightness. As I thought about that, I thought about, you know, we as a people sometimes, we have to get to that dark place, or that place where we feel totally spent or abandoned, for that light bulb to go off. That's really a picture of the shaking that's going on worldwide. The darkness that besets the earth and corruption and evil are everywhere. And I often wonder how dark or how deep do we have to go before the light bulb goes off. Only the Lord can answer that. But in the midst of it, here we are. We're being called to be His shining light in all of that. We're being called to step in and step up and be counted as his kings and priests. Paul Keith Davis wrote this. He was talking about a reflection of a few years back when he was given the book of Obadiah in a prophetic dream with the emphasis on verse 21, highlighting the soon emergence of deliverers. These will be God's champions who will carry his heart, nature, and ability as messengers of his kingdom. The deliverers will ascend Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom will be the Lord's. Boy, there's a lot in that right there. Heaven's declaration for this season is to deliver the poor, the needy, from their natural and spiritual affliction. This directive is applicable to both natural needs of the poor and distresses of the spiritually poor in heart. There will be a specific anointing that functions like a flame of fire to consume the spiritual stubble that is identified with the spirit of Esau. You know, that's that temple. That's that refining fire. You know, as we celebrate the season coming up, with December 21st being the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year and the longest night of the year, when the sun is furthest from the equator, it's interesting how he's positioned the season of light in the middle of that, because he's telling us to focus on that light. The Lord strategically is positioning that festival of lights in the midst of the darkest days. Now you and I have been placed in the midst of this day to walk as Jesus did, proclaiming, decreeing the light of the world that has overcome the darkness. It's very humbling if you think about that. And all that we've been brought through to this point in our lives. And yet, it's an Esther moment. It's a time such as this where we are. You know, whenever Yeshua was born, whether it was that time in the fall, some say spring, whatever it is, it's really about the him, that presence of him coming in the midst of darkness. And it says that even his own did not recognize him. We're going to take a moment and listen to a piece of music from Amy Grant. It's titled Welcome to Our World. It talks about his entrance into the human flesh. I just wanted to read a few of the words before we listen to the music. It says, tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been promised and we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Hoped you don't mind our manger. How I wish we would have known. But long-awaited Holy Stranger, make yourself at home. Please make yourself at home. It says, bring your peace into our violence. Bid our hungry souls be filled. World now breaking heaven's silence, welcome to our world. Fragile fingers sent to heal us, tender brow prepared for thorn. Tiny heart whose blood will save us, unto us is born. So wrap our injured flesh around you, breathe our air and walk our side. Rub our sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God. Just take a few minutes and listen to this song and worship the King of Kings. Go ahead and play, John.
Falling, hearts are breaking. How we You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Welcome, Holy Child. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we would have known. But long ago.
Amen. We're going to take a moment here and do some communion together. You know, as I listen to those words, and he came, and he's coming again, and this time, he's coming with us, to join with us. It's interesting how the adversary chose the 25th of December through the Romans, the same exact day that Epiphanes the Fourth defiled the Holy Temple. But the Lord knows all things, and he knows this time that we're in is so important for us just to draw in close to him. You know, a group of us had the honor of entering in through the veil on the first night of Hanukkah. And as we engaged with his presence, we saw a flame. Immediately, we knew it was the Shemash, which is the center candle. It's the Christ candle. It's the candle that lights all the others. It supplies the light, the eternal light. You know, the miracle, the oil, is not the focus. It's the unending supply which comes from that Shemash, that Christ candle. As we drew closer to that outer flame, burned yellow, orange, the very center of it was blue, which speaks of the purity and the refiner's fire. Jesus, Yeshua, joined us as we began to share many things. He told us all the things that he wanted to share with us. It was a time to celebrate the light. It reminded us of another time years back when we celebrated Hanukkah in that realm. We were joined at a large table with the great apostles and the great cloud of witnesses. And of course, Yeshua was at the head of the table. But there was something that stuck out. To the side was a large wall of glass and it was sort of opaque, but you could see figures of people in that glass. And there were scenes of people who had celebrated that light of the world, honoring him. It was a wall of remembrance. You see, there's an eternal record when we give honor to the King of Kings. When we are truly aligned with that center candle. When we lay aside everything else except for our heart, and our spirits are entwined with his. And Yeshua gave the Last Supper, and he took that bread, he gave thanks and broke it, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance." Isn't that interesting? The Lord of Lords and King of Kings is calling us into that remembrance. One of the blessings we say during Hanukkah, Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim, means, "Blessed are you, Adonai, O God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your commandments, commanding us to kindle that light." The Lord, this is the season where the darkness is all around us, and we come to you, the light of the world that overcomes the darkness. We come to share in your victory. Lord, we praise your holy name. Blessed be the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. May your eternal light, your truth, your life, and most importantly, your love, fill us, Lord, to overflowing, just like the unending supply of oil for those lamps. Lord, we humbly submit to allow your transforming light to penetrate the inner depths, the very depths of our souls, our mind. Lord, just like that candle that burned, may it burn off all the dross so that we be refined for you, that we become the chosen instruments that reflect your light and your glory. Lord, as we partake of these elements, the bread of life and the wine, the blood of righteousness, we join together in union with you in your divine mission of restoration and light that expels the darkness. Lord, we just praise you, give you the glory and honor, and we thank you for how you are drawing us in this time for your great purposes. Lord, we just lift these elements and join you in your blessed mission. Partake.
Glory, glory. Thank you, Matt. Powerful. Very powerful. John's going to bring a presentation, a word, and some encouragement, and then we're going to have some time in prayer. And I'm going to talk about the next couple weeks. So, John?
Well, thanks, Wade. And good evening, everybody. Glad that you're all here tonight. I know the past couple of weeks I've kind of brought things that have been kind of heavy, and I was spoken by the Lord to kind of lighten things up and kind of reflect, since we're drawing to the end of the year, and in that reflection I brought up an old computer that I've got that I have some of our old prayer calls on. In fact, they're almost 10 years old. And was looking through some of those recordings and found two recordings that I'm almost positive I used. I know one of them I did, and I think both of them I did. And when I listened to those again, I thought, you know, we need to be reminded, and it falls right in line with what Matt was talking about, what Yeshua, what the Father thinks of us. Sometimes we just need to come back and be reminded of that, remember that. So I'm going to use one of those this week, and then next week I'll use the other one with the song as well, unless I'm told differently. But just to kind of do some reflection for the next couple of weeks will be kind of the theme that I'm going to bring to the table each night. So we need to remember that we're moving from saved and healed to being delivered and made whole. And that's what we just celebrated with our common union with our Savior Yeshua, that we're being made whole through that. And God's people are drawing back into their secret place to kind of recharge and to get ready for things that are coming very, very quickly, I think, ahead. And we need to be having supernatural thinking, and that thinking should bring us into a kingdom mindset. And while you're thinking of that, to challenge yourself to renew your mind and examine your thinking process and encourage yourself and others to be a person who is mindful of the kingdom. And over the past little while, we've been talking more about kingdom on other calls that we have been on. It's kingdom focused, and that's the particular time that we're in is building the kingdom. And if you remember Yeshua, when he was here, he said the kingdom of God is at hand, and that meant that that was the kingdom. And a kingdom actually is you. It's inside of you. And so as we think of that, just think of what that means to you. And as I said, I'm going to kind of do some reflection here, and I wanted to remind you, and with this piece I'm going to play next, what the Father thinks of you, what Yeshua thinks of us. And this particular thing is entitled The Father's Love Letter.
The words you are about to experience are true. They will change your life if you let them. For they come from the very heart of God. He loves you, and He is the Father you have been looking for all your life. This is His love letter to you. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered, for you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being, for you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb. and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand, for I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart, for it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine, for I am your greatest encourager. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you receive me. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father, and will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. Love, your dad. Almighty God.
Father, we just want to let those words soak into our being and really reflect on them as it's really explained how you feel about us and what you think of us and how you've created us and how you want to have that relationship with us through your Son Yeshua. We just praise you and thank you tonight for this time that we have to reflect on your love for us. In Yeshua's name, let it be so.
Amen, amen, glory. Glory, glory. I want to share with you a couple of things, and then we're going to call on folks for prayer. And Jim Carpenter, you're going to start out, and I want you to pray what you want, but I also want you to specifically pray for Tim Turner. And for those of you that don't know, Tim came under attack again today. From what I just heard, with an arrest warrant because they found a car in Texas with credit cards under his name and drugs in it. The only problem is he hasn't been to Texas in 14 years, and there are 12 years. He doesn't own a car, and he doesn't have any credit cards, and he can prove where he was all this time. So it was a phony charge, another just a way to get him pulled away to try to have another attempt on his life, I believe. So I'm going to have you pray for that in just a moment. I also want to talk about the times and what's going on. This month is very different. We have two Monday calls are both Christmas and New Year's. So we're not going to be doing calls on Christmas Day or New Year's, but I have outstanding articles. Next week, Steve Lufster is going to be our primary presenter. There will be more of us, but Steve is going to be the primary. We're going to have a little Christmas celebration. Mark Binder did a wonderful job. I asked him to come up with something. He gave me a great Christmas article. It really echoes what we teach and believe. And you're going to be blessed. And also, it's the story of a partridge in a pear tree. And if you don't know what it is, you're going to be really blessed. And then New Year's happened to fall under Bruce and Linda. So they're not going to be giving it, but it's an outstanding work. You need to read it and see what the Lord's saying. And then the following week, we're going to be a surprise because it'll be the new author for the next month. So it is a power-packed calendar. You're going to be blessed. Jim, I do want you to start out. Like I say, you can pray what you want in addition, but I want you specifically to pray for Tim and what's going on in that attack, if you'll stand against us and let all of us agree.
Thank you, Wade. Oh, Father, what a privilege it is to be united with this group of like-minded believers in you who did redeem us and set us free. Oh, Father, we know that the enemy seeks like a lion who they can destroy and who they can come against. And you know that they've come against James Timothy Turner more than once. Again, they're coming against him. Father, you sent your son, Yeshua, to set man free, to be the light of the world. So shed light on this situation and drive the darkness back into the shadows from where they came. For you won this battle years ago at the cross, where you said, it is finished. And I do believe what you said. Father, the battle still rages around us. But you have given us the victory. And it's only our job to stand firm and to remind the enemy that that battle's already been taken care of and that they have no authority. Our Father, in your word it is written that where two or three are gathered together, that you are there also in their midst. And that a cord of many strands is stronger than one or two. And so, Lord, we come together and we rebuke this attack on James Timothy Turner. We ask for him to be set free, free from the accusations, the innuendos, the trumped-up lies. And you can do that, Lord. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know that you will expose the perpetrators for who and what they are, that they will be dealt with, and that they will be cast into the lake of fire. I command this in your name, for you and your word is written that what is bound on earth is bound in heaven. And we thank you for the victory, for the freedom that you've given, provided for James Timothy Turner. Father, you know, many of us are going to go down to Phoenix this week, and we hope, expect that you're going to open doors, that you're going to give us favor, that you're going to give us the right ears, the right hearts that will come into alignment, that we can work together to usher in your future days for your children and to give them the victory and the freedom and the knowledge that they've been asking and seeking for all these years. Thank you for hearing the prayers of the saints, for giving us our time, our freedom. taking down the enemy, exposing the enemy, exposing the great order, and setting us free from all the lies and the accusations. Just like James Timothy Turner, we suffer too. And thank you for what you're about to do. Give you the praise, we give you the glory, and all the honor. In Yeshua's name we pray this. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Mark Carroll, do you have a prayer the Lord's given you for tonight?
Oh, glory, hallelujah. A wonderful time of worship and being in the Word. And about the menorah, we give thanks, Jesus, that you are the light of the world, that you bring light into darkness, Lord, that you bring light into our lives, God. We give thanks, Jesus, that your prayers are answered and that you prayed. As your word reminds us, a brother reminded us that that we would be one with you as you and the Father are one. We know that your prayers are answered. So thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Yeshua. And we give thanks, Lord, that this is a time of year that we celebrate your birth, whether it is actual or not. And but we claim it, God, the Christmas season, the joyous season, the celebration of the Savior of the world. Thank you, Jesus, for saying yes and coming and sacrificing, living a perfect life. God, help us to be mindful of how blessed we are. We give thanks, God, for your love, your grace, your mercy, manifested through your beautiful Son, Jesus, and reflected in us through your Holy Spirit. So, God, just help us to remember how blessed we are, God. How much you love us, and how you desire us to share that love with those around us, God, with those in need. And so, God, we love you, we praise you, want to see you high and lifted up in our lives, in our families, in our nation, God. So, hallelujah. Merry Christmas, Jesus. And it's in Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Michael Suttlesworth, do you have a prayer or a word for tonight?
Oh, yes, Wade. I just wanted to pray for safe travels. Lord Father, a lot of us will be traveling in the near future to see family and friends. Lord Father, my wife is in Mississippi right now, and I just pray for her safety. I pray that you'd send angels to protect her and keep her safe from anything that would harm her, whether it be physical or spiritual. Lord, I ask you to watch out for those who would be traveling during this season. Just watch over them, protect them, give them safe travels, Lord Father, and help us all to remember how special this time of the year is, this season, that we forget about the physical things, the material things, and that we focus on your love and your blessings that you give us each and every day, the fact that we can just wake up and worship you. Lord, just thank you so much for all that you do for all of us. In Yeshua's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Mel, do you have a word or a prayer you'd like to lift up tonight?
Everyone has prayed about thank you. And that's all I've been able to think about lately is how much I want to thank the Lord for all he's done and all he is doing for all of us at this time. I've known so many people that have been sick, and they've prayed and they've prayed, and they've overcome their sicknesses lately. And I just feel that the movement that he is joining us with, and one of the things I know that I need to do, Matt said a while ago, is stop, look, and listen. Well, that's kind of like a railroad sign. But the main thing I need to do is stop and not pray when I'm so busy and on the run, but stop and meditate, and I don't do that. And seek him and listen for him. And so this will be my priorities, and this is what I want to pray about. Father, help me as I go forward. Help us all as we go forward to seek you, to stop and look, see what you want us to see, to have ears to hear what you want us to hear, because we know you're there. We know that you're there to lead us into a life that we really can't really imagine. It's that good, because we just imagine what we've seen in the past. And it's going to be beautiful, and we're ready for it. We pray for it almost every day. And we know that this country seems like it's in turmoil. Many of them do. But that'll be cleared up soon. We know it's going to happen. We know you're going to do it. We know you're with us. And we thank you for what you do for us each and every minute of every day. You bless us, and you forgive us, and we are so very grateful, and we pray that we can all be worthy of the gifts that we are about to receive from you, and that we can give you the blessings back by doing what you call us to do. Thank you, Father, for all you do for us. We pray through our Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Matt Westridge, do you have a prayer that you'd like to lift up tonight?
Yeah. I'm gonna just sing it. Our Father in this way, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. Divine is your kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. John Underwood, you got a prayer or a word that you'd like to share tonight? John, did you hear me? If you did, you've got yourself muted. We don't have you muted. Okay, Mr. Underwood. All right. I want to encourage everybody. I'm going to call on more, but I want to encourage everybody. Mark Binder got me a word that I, like I said, I preach it all the time. You know that I do. About Christ and the joy, and also the true story of the partridge and the bear tree, what it actually means. I'm recommending that everybody read that Christmas Day. I put it on Christmas Day for that specific purpose. Read it to your family. First of all, the word will kind of surprise some folks. And secondly, the partridge and the pear tree will amaze you and bless you. Mark, do you have a prayer or word you'd like to share tonight?
Yes, I do, Wade. Thank you. Just wanted to say a prayer here. Heavenly Father, thank you for never leaving or forsaking us and always being near for us when we call upon your name. We're so blessed to be living in this dispensation of time, the generation of the fig tree, when Israel became a geographic location and nation once again in 1948. And in 2017, when President Trump and the American people officially recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. So shalom to all our brothers and sisters across the sea. So Father, we need your help, strength, and guidance more than ever today as our nations are struggling to introduce righteous leadership and rebirth a constitutional rule of law, God-revered republic to take the place of the failed corporate democracy we were duped into accepting in 1871. So Father, help us to right the wrongs that have unlawfully consumed this nation and caused division at all levels of society and in our churches. Open the eyes of your people to embrace the liberty and justice that was available to our founding fathers for a span of about 100 years. Help us to know through those people, the people that will listen to, that we can't fix the current government because its foundation is built on sinking sand, whereas our beloved republic is built on a rock known as Yeshua. So strengthen us in word, faith, and deed to follow through in doing what your word directs us to do as we continue to battle against evil with our gospel armor on and double-edged sword in hand, Father. Be with those who are saving women and children in tunnels and slaying subterranean giants. Be with patriots as they do not comply to medical, governmental, and corporate tyranny because it goes against the law of nature and nature's God. So Father, we ask you to bring your glory and your presence to us. We ask that you put a dome of protection on us, our family, our friends, our true presidents, and our true military. This dome of protection that the enemy cannot penetrate through, Father. We ask you to send your angels to encamp round about us and to go forward and take care of our spiritual attacks, Father. We're calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to save us in these times, and in the mighty name of the line of the tribe of Judah, Yeshua, we make these requests and reclaim our birthright. So thank you, Father. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Ms. Dunwood, I see that you got it off mute. Have you got something you want to pray, sir, or share?
Yeah. Lord, thank you for what you're doing in the earth. And in spite of all the negative things we see, Lord, we thank you that you have a plan and that you are Lord of all, and you have won the victory and are winning the victory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for President Trump. Lord, even though he's not our victory, you are, we still pray, Lord, that you will keep your mighty hand over him and give your angels charge over him to keep him, to keep him from any harm that the enemy would try to come against him with. And thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Thank you, Lord, for your prophets who are speaking boldly the words that you give them.
pray that you'll let your might and protection be over all of them also. And so we ask it all in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you, sir. All right, I'm going to do something a little different. Bruce and Linda are going to start out our new year. And unfortunately, it's going to be we're not going to be on a call, so I'm asking for the same thing. Take a look at what Bruce and Linda have put together for that time. That's in the calendar. And I highly recommend that you read it on New Year's. And I want to call on Linda first. Linda, do you have a prayer or a word that you want to share with us tonight?
Well, glory to God, everyone. You are all loved. And what I want to declare and say, the calendar said that this coming month is a month that we can honor Esther. And wouldn't it be glorious to see the fulfillment of the Esther work that God has promised in this time? Now, I will say that all things will come in God's timing. So if it's not God's timing, Father, we just want to yield to you. We want your perfect work, your perfect will. But your word says that you're no respecter of persons. So what you did for them, it's been called forth, and you're going to do for us, Lord. And we are so excited to watch it transpire, and there will be an overnight thing that we will see, and the whole world will know and see the power of God in a special, special way. And we just honor you and praise you, and we thank you, Lord, that as we all humble ourselves before you, we can be your instruments of righteousness to touch those in our neighborhood and in our family that are out left field, not understanding what you're doing. And we just thank you and praise you, Lord, that we have had eyes to see and ears to hear what you've been telling us, Lord, so that we have prepared ourselves and been your vessels. Lord, we love you so much, and we just praise you and thank you. In Yeshua's mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Bruce, what's on your heart, sir?
Well, I've got a lot. Festival of Lights, Hanukkah. I was raised with the traditional American Christmas regalia, the lights, the tree, the whole nine yards, and my focus was strictly on that, and I knew nothing beyond that at the time. I have grown into a relationship with the Lord, and that has faded away in the past. The things which we used to celebrate, we do not celebrate now, but we do celebrate the Hanukkah festival. We have our menorah sitting there on our coffee table right in front of the couch, and Linda and I partake with the menorah each night and enjoy the fellowship with the Lord and make our joyful noises in an attempt to sing after we spend time prayer. But the Jesus, Yeshua, came as the light in the world, and we are in him. He is in us. Therefore, we are to be the lights in the world at this season. You know, Isaiah 61 says that we are to be that light. You know, we are to be the salt and the light in the world. So that is our commission at this particular season. The other thing was about seeking God and spending time with him, which, as I say, we have been doing this and enjoy doing this and drawing close to the Lord. One of my all-time favorite songs, now that I am in Christ, is by Tennessee Ernie Ford, for those of you who are old enough. And he sang Nearer My God to Thee. Now, Matt, way back when, months and months ago, did a piece about Sarah Flower Adams. And she was an actress, a British actress in the early 1800s, but she was also a hymn writer. And she wrote nearer, my God, to thee. And let me just relate the words of the song and think of this in terms of this season, in drawing near to God and desiring more of his heart, that we might be conformed into the image of his Son. The words of the song, nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee, even though it be a cross that raiseth me, still all my songs shall be nearer, my God, to thee, nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee. There let the way appear, steps unto heaven. All that thou sendest to me in mercy give, angels to beckon me, nearer, my God, to thee, nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee. Oh, if on joyful wing cleaving the sky, sun, moon, and stars forgot, upwards I fly, still all my songs shall be nearer, my God, to thee, nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee. Though like a wanderer the sun gone down, darkness be over me, while my rest a stone. Nearer, my God, to thee, nearer, my God, to thee, nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee. Then with my waking thoughts, bright with thy praise, out of my stony grief Bethel I'll raise, so by my woes to be nearer, my God, to thee, nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee. Father, that is our heart today. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you have drawn near to us. We choose as an act of the will to draw near unto you, especially at this season, but all throughout the year. Father, I thank you that you are in the field. You are available to those who would come near to you. Oh, Father, we humble our hearts before you. We lift our hearts and our hands to you in the heavenly. We ask you, Lord, to glorify yourself in our hearts, in our lives, through our lives, that we might be seen as the light in the world. George H.W. Bush, years ago, talked about his 1,000 points of light. And I see these points of light as those who are in Christ, Yeshua, brightening up, coming bright, twinkling in the darkness of the earth. As things get darker and darker, the lights get brighter and brighter. And we are that light. So, Father God, let that light be seen through us as only you can do it. Lord God, let it burn brightly. We are not to use the light during this season. We are to just look at the light, gaze on the lights. And, Father God, may we gaze on you. May others gaze on us as we have been with you, and may they see you through us, Lord, that you might be glorified. For this is our heart in this season and evermore. We rest in your love and faithfulness and give you the glory in Yeshua's holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Janet, is there something you'd like to say or pray?
Thank you. Just Father God, we thank you so much for all of your blessings. We thank you for going before us in our days, in our things that we have. And we praise the fact that we can praise you. We can thank you for everything that you do for us. And just mainly that you died for our sins. You gave your life so that we can have eternal life with you and Father. And everything that everybody has said, I agree with. We just lift you up, and we ask that you put a healing touch on Wade and his family, and that you put a releasing touch on Tim Turner, that he will be released from what he is going through. In Yeshua's name.
Amen. Amen. John, anything you want to share before we close, sir?
No, I think we're good for tonight.
All right. Matt?
I agree 100%. Love the prayers. And I love the part of the Hanukkah, obviously. So, amen to that.
So, there's all kinds of challenges going on around us right now. The enemy is trying to bring everything he can to bring discouragement, sickness, disease, infirmity, attacks. You know, but right now the Lord is saying so much through the prophets. And I'm just going to give you a couple snippets before we leave. This is the word that says, you can now possess your inheritance because you're in my perfect time and place for this season. I've sent angels before you, walk with them. That's a powerful word. You know, I'm going to bless my people with a thousand doors to open this year. Shout and unlock the doors, because we have an inheritance of victory and a chance and a way to enter in, because he's opening the doors that cannot be closed. We can obtain our inheritance. We can press through and pray for our inheritance. We can claim our inheritance, and we can walk in our inheritance. For we're shifting from deliverance into inheritance. It's a whole new era, a whole new season. This is the time when we're going to move in. But that also means there's going to be some pretty heavy-duty war. Okay? But it also means that we're supposed to go through those doors. If God opens it, go through it. But I tell you this, if you're going, make sure you got your armor on, carry your sword with you, and your fullness of array of weapons that the Lord gives you. I am asking for prayer. There's going to be a group of us that's kind of been selected to enter into a time of warfare on Wednesday against some of the powers and principalities that are dominant in the world. The Lord's told us to do that. So we're going to be praying. The Lord's going to do the rebuking. We're just going to go into what the Lord tells us to do. And it's that time and season, because the anointing is there to break the yoke of bondage. And because of that, we have the opportunity to be a blessing, to the nation, to the world. And he's giving us opportunity to redeem the time. He's literally turning back the clock for our lives and bringing restoration, bringing restitution, bringing a sevenfold return. But we've got to seek ye first the kingdom. So as we seek him first in this new time, this new era, watch and see, because the enemy would not be attacking so severely if he were not terrified of what the Lord is about to do in your life. So look up. Our redemption draws nigh, and be blessed. Now, next week, like I said, it's going to be Steve Lupster. Plus, we're going to do some more things. We're going to have a little special holiday celebration. And be encouraged. What a powerful time that God chose you, all of us, to be here for such a time as this, for the revealing of his kingdom, the restoration of all things. The time's now. The season's now. You get to be a part of it. Now, I can't tell you what all that is. I just know that he says he's going to do it, and I believe it. And that's sufficient for me. So blessings to all of you. May the Lord watch over you and keep you. May he give you rest. Press in, get the word, get the calendar, make it part of your daily devotionals, and may he pour out your spirit, his spirit upon each and every one of you. So with that, I say good night. And thank you for your prayers. Thank you for that which you've done and being faithful. And I look forward to a whole lot more as we go forward this year. Blessings and blessings.